time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into this TGIF, thank God it's Friday, April 24, 2026 edition, Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of guests, lots of information, history lesson in the second hour with Pastor Chatfield, Adolf Hitler. This is going to be an interesting one. Well, Senate Democrats, in putting the final touches on their final budget, withdrew the $350 million out of the rainy day fund and did not include any sin taxes. Senate Democrats' budget will withdraw $350 million from Michigan's rainy day fund. And unlike the governor's proposal, the caucus wants to stay away from sin taxes. No new taxes on tobacco, vapes, and internet gaming. Withdrawing the money. They are withdrawing it out of the account, putting it into the budget in order to make their budget balance. Senate Appropriations Chair Sarah Anthony, Democrat of Lansing, told MERS News Service on Wednesday evening that the $350 million withdrawal from the state's emergency savings account will be used exclusively to address the Medicaid caseloads and the impacts of the federal One Big Beautiful Bill Act, or known as U.S. House Resolution Number 1. We've seen states like Kentucky and Washington State taking $1 billion from their reserves in order to address the HR1 related cost. We in Michigan thought that was too much. We didn't want to rob our rainy day fund in that amount, Anthony said. But we realized that in order to address these costs, we needed to have a blend of efficiencies, reductions, and taking some money from the rainy day fund. After the $350 million is put into the fiscal year 2027 budget, the state will still have $1.8 billion in emergency reserves. In her budget proposal, Governor Gretchen Whitmer proposed a $400 million rainy day fund withdrawal, as well as generating revenue through new taxes on tobacco, vapes, internet gaming run by large casinos, and pre-wager sports betting. Anthony said her caucus will not begin its budget negotiations with sin tax proposals. It is something that we heard from the people. It wanted us to first look at the areas where we can make government more efficient, areas where we can reduce the cost of spending internally. We don't want to start the conversation on the backs of Michiganders, even for sin taxes. So you will not see those type of proposals baked into the Senate's recommendations. Anthony went on to say she doesn't want to ask the average Michigander for more state revenue when the legislature should look at its own house and coffers first. So it is official. They are definitely going to go and withdraw $350 million from the rainy day fund. The House bill doesn't do that. So this is going to be very, very interesting to see where these negotiations go. Justin Michael running for Congress in the 1st District in the next segment. If you have any questions, text them to me. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Joining us on the line right now is candidate for the 1st Congressional District, Justin Michael, running for Congress in Washington, D.C. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, Randy. How are you today?
Actually, I'm kind of a little ticked off and a little frustrated. And I hope you give me a second to explain my frustration. We have a congressman who was elected back in 2016. And after he got elected, he chose some people to be in his office and do certain things that I didn't agree with. I made it very public on this microphone. He made a promise to a good friend of mine. That didn't happen. He broke that promise, hired a friend of a political consultant to be his chief of staff. But then something started to happen. We never heard from the guy. We didn't see him at any events. We didn't get any newsletters. We didn't get any mailers. We didn't get any updates as to what he was doing in Washington, D.C. I didn't even know what committee assignments he got. I had to get that through the media, through the press. And then his reelection came up, election year 2018. And all of a sudden, I started getting newsletters in my email box. All of a sudden, I started getting mailers in the mailbox. Every single election cycle, he'd get reelected 2018, 2020, 2022, 2024. It was the exact same mode of operandi. Never seen the guy in the district the whole first year after the election, even the second half of the next election year. But come springtime, all of a sudden, March and April, start getting a mailer in my mailbox. And I just got one the other day. And this was the first mailer that I got this year from him. Congressman, we are fighting for you. Blah, 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 blah. Flip it over. You know, typical pictures, typical, you know, statements. I'm so sick and tired of a politician who runs on one thing during the election spring, August 4th primary, November election, and then never hear from him, never see him. Guarantee next year, 2027, if this guy's reelected, we'll never see him the entire year, 2027. I wanted to ask you a very simple question. If you win on August 4th to represent us in the first congressional district, will you make a pledge that you will continue to visit the district? You'll continue to come and go to different events and maybe even show up at county commissioners' meetings. Is this something we could count on? Or are you going to stay in Washington and never come back to district?
Well, I appreciate you bringing this to the light of your viewers and the people who are listening. This is a significant problem in our district. Being unheard and unpresent are the two most important factors that we hear out on the campaign trail every single day. People share the same feeling that you have. Most people don't even know who the congressman is. And it's unfortunate that he's not present in the district. I've been to hundreds of campaign events in the last 15 months. I've seen him at maybe a handful. Some of those are because I'm present. He needs to show up and give presents. So to answer your question, I've actually got a plan on what we want to do in order to make people feel heard and feel seen. And that plan is simple. The congressional budget allows for us to have a satellite office. And that's a mobile office that we can utilize because our district's so big. And my plan is when I get back from Washington, D.C., either on Thursday night or Friday, Saturday and Sunday, I'm going to be in the district during the summer times in a mobile office that we have, going to different towns, villages, cities, setting up shop, making sure that people know we're present so they can come out and have conversations and discussions with me in person. We're hoping to hold on Fridays some regular business hours at our office location, where I'm going to be in there answering the phone calls, talking to constituents that come in, because I want them to know that I'm present. The first 2 years of my session in Congress, I'm going to focus very hard on being present in our district. It'd be one thing if Washington, D.C. was doing a lot. The first thing that Jack Bergman said to me when I met him in person was, Justin, I'm sorry I'm not present in the district. I'm busy in Washington, D.C. I didn't prompt him to say that to me. He just said it. We were at the UP State Fair, and it was the first time that I had ever seen him in person. And when he walked by me, he's like, "Hey, Justin, how you doing?" And he shook my hand, and we walked up on stage. And, you know, at a moment there, I was like, wow, the congressman knows who I am. But this was September. Mind you, I'd been campaigning for 9 months and had never seen him before. So, and that's going to Republican events. So, you know, he stopped by and he said at the table in Delta County, he said, "You know, Justin, I'm sorry, I'm busy in Washington, D.C. That's why I can't be in the district." And I thought, that's a really odd thing to just bring to my attention. I didn't prompt that conversation to happen. So there seems to be some interguilt as to why he's not present. But if you look back on what Congress did last year, there's no excuse for why he wasn't in the district. They got 6 weeks off. Guy should have been knocking doors, talking to people. Right. They didn't have anything to do. They only passed 5% of the legislation, and that was in one bill, the big, beautiful bill. Sure. Everybody talks about, well, I'm busy in Washington, D.C. Doing what? You haven't done anything. Last year was probably the most inefficient year in congressional history. We had the longest shutdown recorded, and they passed one piece of legislation. That was it. And so you're wondering why people are upset or don't feel represented. If you have all that time on your hands, then why are you not back in the district? Because people are hurting in the district, and they need leadership. So when we circle back to the question that you asked me, absolutely. I want to spend more time in the district than I do in Washington, D.C. If Washington, D.C. doesn't need me, the people in my district do. And I'm coming home. Because to be honest with you, I don't want to spend any time in Washington, D.C. that I don't have to. That's not my home.
Now, one thing I noticed. Well, that's the other point. You actually live in Grayling. I mean, that's your residence. That's where you live. And there's been questions about him having a residence in Washington, D.C., and then a home, I believe, Louisiana. And one of the other things on this mailer, the offices. Feel free to reach out to the nearest district office, and we will be glad to help. Traverse City, Escanaba, Gwinn, Oscoda, and then, of course, Washington, D.C. But only two of the locations actually have a physical address. Traverse City is on Douglas Drive. Gwinn is on G Avenue, Suite B in Gwinn, Michigan. The other two, Escanaba and Oscoda, they're P.O. boxes. They're not even offices. So, you know, it's so frustrating. On this picture, it's with the congressman meeting with constituents in his Washington, D.C. office. And it's like, we got to go all the way to Washington, D.C. to see our congressman? I mean, it's just the motive operandi of this guy. The entire time he's been in Washington, D.C. as a congressman since 2016. And I'm like, dude, this is April of 2026. This has been 10 years of this choice. And like you say, you can come home after session. There's nothing there that says you have to stay and spend the entire weekend and Monday in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, but you also have recess, though, too. There's a bunch of different recesses. There's breaks. There's summer break. There's winter break. There's
spring break.
There's a ton of time.
All of them. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a ton of time that you can be spending at those. And listen, I'm not going to say he doesn't ever show up. I've seen him. Not very often, but I've seen him. And when he does come, it's typically to see the people that support him, either financially or emotionally. And he feels comfortable in those settings. He'll come in and he'll tell everybody the Washington spiel. "We're doing great. Everything's wonderful. America, Trump, we're doing it." And I'm thinking to myself, well, I appreciate that statement, especially when you're talking to certain people. Have you driven around the district? I'd really like to know what the definition of greatness is. Because when I drive around this district, people are telling me they're not doing great. And I don't care what industry you're in. I don't care what demographic you're in. The majority of our district is struggling. There are pockets of affluency. News came out this week that Petoskey, over 50% of the home prices are over $1 million. One of the most expensive real estates in the country. They're doing okay. That's what we call affluency. But have you been over to Alpena? Have you been down to Alcona? Have you been to West Branch? Have you been to Aranac County? Have you been up to Baraga County? Have you been into Menominee? Have you been to Escanaba? Have you been up to Houghton? Have you been into the Sioux? Because I have. I've talked to people in every single county. I'm the only person running for Congress in this district that has been in every county at least 3 times. Speaking to people. At least. I've been to Escanaba 7 times. I talked to Senator McBroom the other day, and he said, Justin, I've seen you more times this year than I've seen Jack Bergman in 10. And he lives on the other end of the UP.
Of the other end.
So if that
absolutely
just tells you the amount of work and effort that I put into this district, because I care, not because I have to. I'm up against people who are millionaires running in this race. I'm up against people that have millions of dollars to spend against me. And I want people to understand this, because this is one of the most valid points I can make. Who in their right mind wants to vote for somebody that spends up to $2 million to get a job that pays $174,000 a year for 2 years, and then they have to do it again? Who in their right mind thinks that that person is going to go to Washington, D.C. and be fiscally responsible? You just blew $2 million on things that people throw in their trash can with your flyers, on signs that don't matter, on bumper stickers, on radio ads that no one wants to listen to, and TV ads to try to say, look at me, I'm great. $2 million to do that, to get a job that pays $174,000 a year. That's not fiscally – you expect them to go to Washington, D.C. and save your taxpayer money?
Right.
I'm exactly running this on a grassroots budget, getting out there, putting boots to the ground. I'm doing what everybody does. I pinch pennies and I go to work. Who do you want to represent you? Somebody who can mail it in, or someone that's going to do the work? And that's the only question you have to ask yourself when you're out there in the ballot box filling out your vote. Do you want someone that's going to work for you and that cares about you because they're from here, that's going to fight for your home? Or are you going to keep voting the same way you've always voted and expect a different outcome? That's a real question you have to ask yourself. And I don't know that people have. I don't know why people are just like, oh, look, look at these cool advertisements. This person must be a patriot and care about us. Just look at what's been done. Nothing. Has your life gotten better in the last 10 years? No, it hasn't. Do you have more purchasing power with the dollar? No, you don't. So why are you continuously voting the same way for people who aren't present and who don't listen? It's a real concern. I mean, I'd love to just tell people when I'm speaking, wake up. You can do better than this. You have an option. I'm the alternative option to him. I'm a fiscally conservative Republican that cares about this country. I'm a combat veteran. I'm someone that loves this district.
Justin Michael for Congress.com is the website. Check it out. Donate. Give him some gas money. I'm sure you'd appreciate it. Justin, appreciate everything you're doing.
Appreciate you, bud. You be safe. God bless you, and may God bless this district.
This is